Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. The book Bloomingdale's Tailor is the story of Ben, a tailor who works at Bloomingdale's and has incredible talent. Not everyone gives him a chance, despite his hard work and passion for clothes. However, he gets the opportunity of a lifetime when he meets a Hollywood executive who takes a chance on him. Suddenly, he's mixing with politicians, filmmakers, actors, businessmen, movie executives, and people in the justice system. Can a tailor do more than just make clothes? Well, why not? That's the story in Bloomingdale's Tailor, the first novel by Huda Fatehi. Huda studied script writing and movie making at the Savannah School of Art and Design, and she joins us on This Week in America via Skype from Saudi Arabia on today's program. Huda, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, Rick. I'm honored to be here.
This week, it's our pleasure to have you with us. This Week in America, expanding our boundaries today to go to Saudi Arabia. And I appreciate you taking the time to do this and talk about the book. I love the story. And let's go back and talk a little bit. First book, the inspiration for the story. I love the character Ben. We'll go into some detail on him. But where did Ben come from and this whole storyline come from?
Well, he came from my boss at Savannah, Georgia. I work at a deli over there. And the front of the book is dedicated to my two bosses. It's a couple. And they were just more than just people who cooked. Like, they helped the whole community. They helped clean it up. They provided counsel. They helped with legal things. And the street that they're on went from being a street that had a lot of crime to a street that was a safe neighborhood, and they played a large part in it, but they never wanted any acknowledgement. So that was the inspiration for the book.
Well, they have the acknowledgement now in the beginning of the book. It's very nice you talk about them. And this basically, other than the food part, is sort of their lifestyle, the way they try to treat people. It really had an impact on you, didn't it? Because I know you, and you've talked in before about in the back of your mind, even when you thought you were successful, it was lurking that, well, maybe I'm not, maybe this is not going to last. This family really had an impact on who you are, didn't they?
Yes, they really did. They really did, because it's about trying to do the best you can. And it's about like trying to make things work like in a different way, even though they're very hard. So, I've learned, because them themselves also being Muslim, there's a lot of misunderstandings, but they have like even calmed down people who just like yelled at them and treated them really badly. And seeing that, I knew that if you could handle discrimination and turn those people into friends, then you can basically find a way to handle anything that's less than that. So I'm very grateful to have that lesson and to witness that firsthand.
Well, and then to take that lesson and to put it in this novel form with Bloomingdale's Tailor, Ben, that shapes so much of who he is and what he goes through and all of his experiences. It's an excellent book. It's available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So you get this idea from the family. You're studying script writing, movie making, that type of thing. How did the idea come to develop Ben and to turn this concept that you saw displayed in front of you into a book?
Well, I wanted to write my first novel, but it was really different from script writing. So what happened is that I talked to a very good professor, and he said to try and write it in a series of short stories. And then he said, well, why don't you like kind of, you know, just be expressive like you are in a script and kind of like remember to visualize. So we started writing it visually. So it's like written as you can see it in script form, but like in a novel setting or in a novel form, basically. So it was more about trying to also show like that some Arab and Muslim characters, which there's a lot of them in America, are safe and are part of society. And that's, I thought the best way to do that was to be as visual as possible, because the more you talked about feelings and stuff, the more, I mean, people would be distant. But as my professor used to say at SCAD, I had a very good professor who was an executive producer at once, that if you show things through character, then that's more relatable, because people can see rather than, you know, just hear about or just hear a perspective. So that's how this novel form came about. Yeah,
you know, and that is so that's so true. You can talk about and say, but the, you know, the good people and the guy's kind-hearted and all of this, it really doesn't mean as much as actually seeing someone when we can see them before our very eyes. And that's the case with Ben, spending time on the third floor of Bloomingdale's making suits for people, very expensive suits for people that could afford very expensive suits. Talk about creating that character. That had to be fun to create Ben, and then the interaction with the people he was working for.
Yeah, it was kind of trying to, as you can say, like show an Arab or a Muslim character that was part of the fabric and show how that difference kind of fits in. So it's like let's say it's like the piece of the puzzle that's like the blue sky when you have a big puzzle, but it's further off. So you're like, oh, where's that piece? But I kind of need that piece, or that piece can make it better. So that's how the character came about, by kind of having someone realistic who would work really hard, who is understanding, but kind of comes from a different point of view and is never given a chance. And then once he is, it's not like he's the star of the show, but he actually helps move the plot forward in a good way. Because then as you see, the novel moves on to different characters, but him and Andrew are still a team. And yeah, so that was the idea.
Talk about when you started writing the book. Are you one that has a pretty a script, something you can, an outline that you will follow, and it's like, okay, now I put the outline together, I'm going to go back and fill in the parts with characters and dialogue and that type of thing? Or did this sort of evolve, the characters and story evolve as you were getting more connected with it, more emotionally into your story?
The characters evolved, definitely. They evolved. It was a process of that, yeah.
How long did it take you to put the story together, to write the story?
A year.
And I'm sure when you look back now, did it go by quickly, or were there times when it's like, I can't believe I'm spending this much time, I need to get more work done on this? Or did the time go by quickly writing the story?
The time went by relatively quickly. It was good. It was all right.
When you look back now at the book, and people are reading it and enjoying it, and the book is Bloomingdale's Tailor by Huda Fatehi, and you'll find the book at Amazon. I'll break all that down for you here in a couple of seconds. Besides an entertaining story, what do you hope that we take away from the book Bloomingdale's Tailor?
Well, I hope that you can see that even though a character is different, they can give a lot to society, and it's not going to be enforced like it would be natural, and that you can see that it's not just about them, but about the world around them and what happens. So there's like a lot of other stories in the book, like the stories of like the couple who's like acting together, this guy dealing with his dominance that he doesn't understand exists. We have also like the executive who's an anonymous writer who kind of stops writing to like kind of make things more natural, or just to like end it on a good note, just not about the glory or more things. You know, we have the doctors, we have the lady who has like maybe borderline or trauma, and she's trying to cure herself away from it. So we see like there's a lot of other windows to life that are affected by a different person that they can help. However, like they're not going to enforce or like make the situation about them, but about like helping being part of the situation. And if things exist, then you're human. Like there's a lot of things that we're still going to go through, you know, I mean, but it's okay. Like we're still all learning, you know?
Yes. Well, talk about Ben and how he grew, because he was thrown into some unfamiliar situations. I mean, here's this master tailor, and suddenly he's out of his realm a whole lot and wondering, I'm sure himself, do I belong in this world? Will I succeed in this world? He really evolved as well, didn't he?
Yes, no, definitely, because he kind of played off how people were feeling, how he was needed, you know, and it was like he was thrown into it, but I guess because he listened, so he was able to kind of get to the other end and kind of try be a part of making things better. So, and be a part of the fun as well in the work. So that's I guess the best thing that helped Ben evolve is his ability to listen and kind of, you know, even give Andrew the right to take the lead, but to kind of help out and and just to like be himself, just to like kind of live a life. I mean, it was hard and he didn't know a lot of things sometimes, but he just tried to keep on going, which was the message, I think, in this book.
Yes, and you tell it so well. Bloomingdale's Tailor by Huda Fatehi is the book and the guest on the program today. Huda is Huda. Fatehi is Fataihi. If you're Googling it, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We've got the link there for you to get information on the book. When you started, was Ben a fully developed character? Was he outlined? Did you understand who Ben is before you started? Or again, was that a process of, you know, maybe you're several chapters in the book and you're like, you know, I don't think this fits Ben anymore. I think Ben would go in this direction. How well developed was he before you actually started the writing?
Well, Ben was a character that was developed enough that he had a lot of resourcefulness, but he was kind of, you know, kind of sheltered. He was sheltered, not involuntarily, because of how he looked on the outside and his name and his last name and everything. He was a little bit more eccentric in the beginning, and like, you know, kind of like, or a little bit aloof at the same time. But then later he started normalizing his eccentricity and started becoming more involved once he knew who the people were. So it wasn't like, oh, the executive and the people who help him, or the producer, or when they meet like the congressman. It was like, oh, it's Andrew and Bob and all these people that I know. And then that's why, you know, he kind of normalized in a way where he was, even though it was strange. He tried to normalize his new existence, because it was like he had to do it, basically. He had to. There was no other choice.
Is Ben based on anybody you know? Is there a touch of Ben's personality in your personality?
Well, not that much. I think it's more based on my boss, to tell you the truth.
Yes.
'Cause, I mean, yeah, he came from Jordan and he made it. But I think with Ben, I identify with like the fact that it was really hard to like adjust to different cultures coming here and back. And especially in Arabia now, that's changing rapidly and becoming much more open. It's just really hard again to adjust to living in your own country, basically. So, but you know, I'll get used to it. I mean, I lived in the States, so, you know, it doesn't matter anymore now. But yeah, I mean, I think in the willingness to keep on going, I think that maybe that is from my experience, because when I was at SCAD, I was the only Arab student at the department at the time who was a female, and there were like few and far between in the writing department. But now there's a lot more. So there's a lot of things I had to understand. Like, I was put in a writing class with girls and young men from old, some of them from very old American families. And I had to really adjust and understand what was going on and like present my writing in a way that they would understand and that I would understand and not feel embarrassed. So, yeah, I mean, I guess in that, you know, kind of willingness to move on. And also kind of willingness, what I loved about Ben is that I want to put that he doesn't explain himself too much, because I used to do that and I'm still struggling not to do that, because I guess that sometimes it's more like get in there even though you don't know it, rather than stay on the sidelines and kind of explain yourself, when that will kind of alienate you more in a way, you know?
Yes. Talk about the, and it's one of the messages as well, with hard work, you can just about accomplish anything. Talk about that message. And sometimes it's simplistic and you think, oh, that's not really true. There are a lot of obstacles to overcome. But you really talk about perseverance, hard work, and adapting to the situation and making it work. And it does many times come out in a satisfactory manner, doesn't it?
Yes, no, definitely. You're right, Mr. And you're right, Rick. Absolutely. You're right.
The book is Bloomingdale's Tailor by Huda Fatehi, our guest on the program. But time is going by way too quickly. You are such a talented writer. This is the first novel. That's hard to believe. This is the first one. What are you working on something now?
Yes, I'm working on a pilot for a TV series.
Ooh.
With my family. They're from Saudi and they're hilariously funny. And they have a very marketable name. So hopefully one day, you know, you'll be seeing more of them, or characters based on them. The new script is about an inventor, so I think it's going to be a little bit zany. I'm looking to write more scripts that have or and stories that have Muslim and Arab characters that are part of the fabric, and I really hope that rather because that was just the experience that I have. I really hope to kind of familiarize or like make people feel assured that it's not scary. We're not the boogeyman or anything. Believe me. I mean, if anything, I owe it to my Meccan family that I am actually able to do this. And yeah, I'm very grateful. And yeah, it's amazing how. But I know that perception is perception, and I've learned also that a lot of people in America. You have to kind of learn how to approach people, how to approach feelings in the right way. But I think that people in the end are very accepting if they know that you're a good person or trying to do good, which is a very good quality. So I just hope that, through my writing, it can come across in that in a funny way that it's like, oh, that's natural,
Yes.
because that's what I learned from my family. And yeah, that's what they taught me. So I'm very grateful.
Well, that's a good lesson, and it really comes across in the book. So well done. Bloomingdale's Tailor by Huda Fatehi. She's our guest in the program. A couple minutes left in the program here. What influences did you have coming to the States to study script writing and filmmaking? Who influenced you? Who were some of the people that sort of shaped who you are so you wanted to get into storytelling?
Well, it was the only way to kind of convey what I wanted to do without kind of breaking the rules,
Yes.
but kind of breaking the rules at the same time and like being not being conventional. So that was a thing. And my brother, my mom, my sister, my dad, my nieces, all of them, and their brother, and yeah, my nephews, all of them. So it was interesting. And then half my family, because my brother. Was a Harvard medical doctor himself. And I mean, you can see there's a character in the book based on
Yes.
him. Yeah, he's his son was born in Boston, and I was born here, and I used to spend some time with them during the year. And it was just that kind of getting to understand each other. And like, we're really close. Like, he's 5 years younger than me. That actually, I think, also helped me in storytelling because I'm like, oh, well, this is a very different perspective than the one I have. And he would look at me and be like, oh, that's a very different perspective than the one I have. So I think we kind of learned each other, and it's amazing. Like if you see me, I'm a girl who speaks English and has this afro, but he has an afro too and three dogs, and he speaks Arabic, but kind of like you can tell he has this like kind of Miami Boston thing going on, and he's a businessman. So I don't know, life kind of threw me like that for a loop. And also like I have amazing nieces. They're nice. One of them is an executive. The other one is like a great teacher. The other one is also an executive. And the other one, she's a cook and she's brash, but she's the kindest person you've ever met. Like she's kind of like Khloe Kardashian in the way. And then their little brother, who's a genius. I mean, I really love him. And yeah, I mean, like it's just amazing. And my dad is a tough older guy, but he has a heart of gold. So I guess trying to like, mishmash all of this without being, kind of weird. I guess that really helped in storytelling. So, but I just like hope that I can do it in a way that would help people and just kind of make it seem that it's okay, that, nobody's out here to scare you. Like we're normal, don't worry about it.
Well, and hopefully we'll see some of that in the TV series that you're working on, the pilot that you're working on. And you do it by breaking down these labels. I mean, when we cut through everything, we're all just people, and you're an excellent storyteller, and you get that point across. And I got a minute or so left, but what has this whole experience been like for you? You come over here, you write the book, you're inspired, you write the book, you're a published author now, you're working on some television, that type of thing. How exciting is this for Huda right now? This has to be an exciting time for you.
Well, I'm very excited and I'm very grateful. Thank you that you guys gave me a chance. And I hope to be able to learn to get along more with people and understand the differences and give back to y'all and to everyone here. So I'm very grateful. Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. And you all, you picked that up down in Georgia. That was part of your training here in Savannah, was a little bit of that Southern language that you fit in there. How long were you here?
Well, I was in Savannah, Georgia for 8 years. I lived there for 8 years.
That's a great city.
It's a great place. I love it.
Well, now you're spending your full time in Saudi Arabia now. You're permanently there?
Well, I come back and forth, but for the past year and a half, I've been here for most of the year with family.
Well, with Skype, it seems like you're still in Georgia. We had a good Skype picture today, so I'm glad that that worked out. It's been so much fun having Huda Fitaihi on a program today, and that's HudaFitaihi. If you're into Googling the book, the name of the book is very simple, Bloomingdale's Tailor. It's available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Huda, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us. Thank you for the excellent story, Bloomingdale's Tailor. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and talk about it. You've got a lot of exciting things coming up. I'd love to stay in touch and we can talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a good day. Thank you very much.
You as well. Thank you. The book, once again, is Bloomingdale's Tailor, Huda Fitaihi, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. Link on to our website. Get all the information, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.